Hello, everybody. I am Tony Heil, and I am a borough council member in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania, and this is the You Should Run podcast. If you've listened to the podcast in the past, you have heard me talk to people from Maine to Florida to California and Alaska and almost every part in between. What started as wanting to talk to some friends of mine who are in politics to encourage people to run has now become a personal quest to get a cool person from every state. And there are a couple big states I still haven't gotten, especially Virginia. But today is my first guest from the state of Arkansas, and I'm so excited to talk to someone who will hopefully be my new friend. Like Conan O'Brien's podcast is Conan Needs a Friend. Her name is Kelly Kraut, and I did pronounce that right, Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. And she's going to talk about running for office in Arkansas and talking about like what motivated her. And hopefully she'll encourage you and make you feel like you should get involved whatever, wherever and however you can. Again, please subscribe, add your comments, follow me on Twitter at Tony Heil and at You Should Run Pod to share this with other people. And with that, Kelly, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Gosh, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be the first Arkansan on the podcast.
Oh, that's what you guys are called, is Arkansans. That's a cool name.
I guess. sure.
I have talked to someone from Kansas, but not an Arkansan. So
okay.
That's a big difference. So you're from Lowell, Arkansas, you're telling me, and I only know Lowell from the show Wings from many years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Great show.
Oh, good. I'm glad someone else. It's an underrated show that no one ever talks about.
Absolutely.
But tell me a little bit about, everyone is now paying attention to politics, whether it is, people who care about the presidential race or even just the fruit snack gushers tweeting about social justice, which did happen. So tell me, when did you first, start paying attention to what was going on politically?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I have not always been political. In fact, most of my adult life have been actually fairly conservative. Mm-hmm. I've been involved enough to vote, but I was always a little overwhelmed by politics because I'm kind of a go big or go home kind of person. Like, if I don't know everything, yeah, it's hard for me to be involved just a little bit. And so I just didn't pour myself into it because I was overwhelmed with it. But in the last year or so, I just decided, dadgummit, I want to be an informed voter. I want to know about the judges. I want to know about the JP. Like, I want to know everything so I know what I'm doing when I go to the polls. So when I started paying more attention, I realized in my district, there were several people running the Republican state representative seat. And I started looking around and I thought, where's the Democrat? And all of the Republican platforms were saying our conservative voices aren't being heard. And I thought, goodness, it's Arkansas. All we hear are conservative voices. So like, where's the Democrat? So I start looking and sure enough, there wasn't one running in my district. And I thought, okay, I'm pretty new to all of this. I'm just learning. I'm definitely a Democrat at heart, but this is kind of jumping in with both feet. But this was about 2 weeks before the filing deadline. And I just sort of poured myself into learning about it, talking to other candidates in the area, talking to representatives in the area, and just decided to go for it. And so here we are. I wanted my district to have a choice on the ballot. I think that's an incredibly important part of democracy, that there's a choice. And so I just put myself out there.
One of the first things you said really hit home to me, and pun intended, because you said, "What paying attention to politics, you were a go big or go home type of person." And uh-huh. I feel like there's a lot of people intimidated by politics about getting involved because they feel like they got to know everything, and there's so much to know. Have you seen that mentality in other people? Because it hits home to me so much the way you just said.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of people just don't feel qualified to do it. But I think we forget, as American people, like the government was designed to be made up of normal people like mm-hmm. you and me who just function in society, not necessarily all. I was listening to some of your other podcasts, like white lawyers. Like that's your typical politician. And I also found that I even had like almost some internalized sexism about it. Like I was sitting here thinking like, oh, do I know enough to do this? And I've got young kids. Should I really do this? And I thought, oh my God, what am I even saying to myself? Like I'm exactly the person that needs to be mm-hmm. in the legislature. I've got kids in these public schools. I want to show my kids right now when they're young that their mom fights for things that are important.
And, you know, I was talking with Rigel Robinson from Berkeley, California, a little bit different from Arkansas. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned from being in office is the ability to form partnerships and friends so you can ask questions that someone like you might feel embarrassed to ask, like, when do we pass a budget or how do we do this? So that kind of goes in that mentality, like you're afraid if you don't know everything.
Right, right. It's a little overwhelming.
And, you know, Arkansas, I was wondering if I could get anybody on this podcast from Arkansas because, you know, you guys didn't get a candidate for Senate this year. And people were talking about, like, 12 years ago, you had Mark Pryor, who had dominated and won everything. And then Tom Cotton beat him, and now there's no Democrat running. And people are like, so do they even have a party there?
Right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. We're not super organized. I think it's on the way to getting better. To be fair, there is an independent running against Tom Cotton. His name's Dan Whitfield. He's working for Ballot Access right now. So I hope we can get Tom Cotton out of there. But you're right, we didn't get a Democrat, and that is disappointing. And, you know, like I said, my district didn't have a Democrat running, and I signed up the week before filing deadline.
And so, but my point there is not to criticize Arkansas. I don't think I've ever been to Arkansas. it shows the importance of if you don't want to be in office, maybe you should start or improve your local political party, whether it's on a county or state level, because sometimes they're great, like in my county, but a lot of times they're not.
Right. And we do have a lot of people on the ground running, trying to recruit candidates and help train candidates. And I have been blown away with support when I said, okay, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. I mean, I've got so many people offering to help me and point me in the right direction. And that has been incredibly encouraging to me. But I think Arkansans in general, on the more liberal side, have maybe thought, gosh, what's the point in Arkansas? We've been historically kind of a red state, at least in the recent years, and it's just a pretty conservative area. But we have some little pockets of more liberal areas, and I just feel like we need to give a Democrat a shot on the ticket. We're the headquarters of Walmart. We're kind of a big deal as far as that corporate scene. And so we have a lot of transplants moving here all the time that are likely more progressive voices than what we've seen. And so I can't wait for November. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it pans out.
And speaking of how it pans out, I talk to people, whether win or lose, you're doing something that clearly no one else was going to do. And you've hit a nerve in a good way, it sounds like, that people were like, I was just waiting for someone like you to ask, right?
Right, right. And I hope it's been encouraging that, like, oh, if Kelly can run and she's got a million kids and she's doing XYZ, then I could run too. Like, that's my goal, is I want to show people this is a doable thing and we need more people to step up and do it at all levels.
So that's a little bit of background about Arkansas and what you're doing. What are the things that you would like to improve in Arkansas or for your community? Like, if you had your druthers and you got in there, what would you like to get done?
Well, one of my biggest things on my platform is just better support for our public schools. I'm friends with so many teachers who are constantly putting out on Facebook, like, they need donations for their classrooms and they want book fairies to buy kids books every month. And I'm just like, why are we not providing this better as a state for our schools? And I've got a lot of kids in the public school system. And so just a lot of my support lies right there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. How old are your kids? You said you have a million of them, so if you could just list a few.
So I do have 7 children, and they range from age 4 to 20.
4 to 20. Oh, my goodness. That sounds... I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, so any more than that just sounds exhausting. I know we live in a great school district, and the school year got canceled because of the pandemic. But at the end of the year, my son, who just finished kindergarten, they gave him a whole packet of books to take home and things like that. And I feel like there's so many school districts that are sadly not getting the attention that my school district gets.
Right, right. And now more than ever, they need our support with asking teachers to do so much by teaching remotely and providing resources. And it's just a lot to ask of an already overburdened group of people. Mm-hmm. So,
And you talked at the beginning of this about how, you know, we don't need more lawyers. Nothing against lawyers, though. You know, we can say some. So, but that, you know, you're like, oh, do we need someone who's a mom of seven kids? But you bring a perspective about education that maybe the others in the legislature don't have then, right?
Right, right. Well, you know, and I just think we need more variety in general. Ironically, I am running against a white lawyer, and I don't say that to particularly slam him. I just said it based on your podcast that I've listened to. But I just think we need more people, just more variety
right,
in office in general.
Right. There's plenty of lawyers around in office. Like, even if you get elected, there's not like there's no lawyers to ask for help. You know, you have them on staff, you have them as part of the committees, et cetera. So, you know, those perspectives are important. But do you think that from your experience now that we need more parents of young kids to be in there if they're going to fix things like education?
Yes, I think so. I mean, how else would you really know exactly what's going on in education if you're not right in the middle of it? I mean, I'm communicating with my kids' teachers. I'm seeing what they're bringing home. I know what's happening at the schools. I just think that'd be a lot more challenging for somebody. Not that you can't do a good job if you don't have children. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I just think that we need more voices who are personally experiencing the public school system.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't realize it till they're in it. I mean, I have two young kids, and I didn't fully appreciate the school until my son entered the school, and then, wow, this is a bigger thing than I realized.
Right,
It's a shock. And when you have, I'm sure from having a child who's 20 and then someone who's 4, you've seen the education system itself change many times over the years.
Right, right. It's pretty interesting.
Right. I didn't get a tablet when I was in school, and yet now my 6-year-old gets a tablet in kindergarten and is, like, doing things on apps. So, like, you are way ahead of where I was, that's for sure.
It's pretty wild.
But now this is a challenging year, not just politically, but with the pandemic and everything else. You were telling me that you're approaching the challenges of this election differently than maybe others would have in the past. You're pretty excited about the way you're doing your campaign.
Right, right. So I've kind of taken a minute to sort of find my voice and how I want to do this. And I have, you know, I've got all my kids home now too, because school was canceled and they've been home for quite some time. So making phone calls, not super feasible for me. I've driven off and I'm sitting in the car by myself right now to have this conversation with you, so we're not interrupted. My husband is home, by the way. But, canvassing off the table as far as COVID-19 is concerned. And so I sat around and thought, gosh, how can I reach people? And so I've started making little short 2-3-4 minute videos and put them on my Facebook. I've got a campaign Facebook, Kelly for Arkansas. And we've come up with some kind of clever ideas. I've gotten to involve my kids and we've had fun making some videos that are getting my message out there, getting my voice so people can get to know me as a candidate. And some of them are more serious. I've got a campaign song that I wrote, and we've got a video of the campaign song. We've had a lot of fun with it, but it's just sort of a unique, I don't see our candidates doing it this way, and it's kind of fun to have my own way here.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that you had experience with before this? Because, I've talked to some people who did some cool things online this year, and they had experience, or a friend did. Is this something that you learned how to do and were just excited to do? Or how do you make it such a neat approach to online organizing?
Right. It is kind of unique. And no, I didn't know what I was doing, but I do very much live by the mentality, like, if you don't know how to do something, you can figure out how to do it. You can teach yourself how to use iMovie and make a little amateur video. My 20-year-old, we're actually going to adopt him later this summer. We got him when he was 17 through the foster care system, and he's very technologically advanced. And so he's helped me with a lot of learning some of these little programs. And, you know, we've just figured it out as we've gone.
So I often feel inadequate when I see what people are doing online. Maybe I just need to wait for my son to teach me.
Yes. Kids can lead the way. Yeah. So just wait. He'll be better than you in about a year. Okay. So.
so what is successful now? You've done this. Have you seen success at getting your message out, do you think? Again, especially with this pandemic.
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say. Somebody asked me the other day, like, is this technique working? And I thought, well, I guess we'll see in November, won't we? So I'm not really sure. But the videos get a lot of shares. They get a lot of views. I'm getting a lot of interaction from people in the district that didn't know a Democrat was running. And that's my goal, is I just want you to know there's a Democrat on the ticket. Please get your tail to the polls and vote, because it's not just a straight Republican ticket this time, like it often is in Arkansas.
And while hopefully you're successful, success isn't even just determined by win or loss. If you show people that you can be competitive, people might support you in the future or encourage other people to run.
Right, right.
So one of the reasons I reached out to you is I found this, the Run for Something, an organization I really love. I interviewed Ross Morales-Ricketto a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. How did you get in touch with that organization?
Oh my gosh, I was super starstruck by this. So I decided to run. I told you back at the end of October, the filing deadline was the beginning of November. And for Christmas, my brother gave me a book called Represent. It's by June Raphael and Kate Black. And it's a woman's guide to running for office. And I actually ran across Run for Something in that book as just a resource for people who are running for office. But I felt like they were kind of out of my league. You know, I'm just this little Arkansan running for state representative. But somehow they actually ran across me. They reached out to me and said, hey, we're looking to endorse young progressive candidates, and we're interested in you, so apply. So I applied, and then I got the endorsement, and I was very excited.
Because before you did that, I'm sure you're like, well, people in Arkansas have never heard about Democrat running, and I'm going to start hearing from my neighbors. And now you're talking to me from Philadelphia, and you have attention from people in Texas and in California. You know, it's really interesting how even local candidates can get national exposure in 2020.
It's very cool. I was super starstruck, and I still am. So I'm excited and honored.
Well, and at the end of this, people are going to be starstruck hearing from you, right? Like, hopefully you can be the set person, if you're a candidate now, that will be encouraging other Run for Something candidates in 2021 and 2022.
Well, that would be pretty neat. I would be honored to do that as well.
Great. So, you have made some new friends. You have found some new ways of doing this. And obviously, you don't know if you'll be successful until you are, hopefully. But why would you be encouraging other people to run for office at a time like this?
Well, I think a time like this is just incredibly important, especially in the middle of all this pandemic. It is exposing so many parts of our system that are just not working. I mean, people don't have access to healthcare. They don't have sick leave. You know, mental health is suffering. There's just so much going on right now that the pandemic didn't break the world. It's just exposed how it was already broken. And so this is definitely when we need to be standing up and fighting for these vulnerable populations that are being disproportionately affected by the pandemic.
Yeah, and I'm sure that those healthcare disparities are very clear around you. Do you see something there that maybe someone in New York or other big cities might see differently in terms of how the healthcare situation is impacting Arkansas?
Yeah. Arkansas is not doing so great right now as far as the COVID cases. We are kind of skyrocketing at an alarming rate. So,
and do you think that the fact that it wasn't as bad in states like Arkansas made people more relaxed, and then by the time they got serious, it was a little bit too late for certain people?
Yes, and I also just feel like the general tone of, hey, things are open, you know, go ahead and go to the restaurants, it's given people this false sense of security of, oh, everything's open, it must be fine. And so people are just carrying on. There's not just a ton of people. You know, when I go out, I'm not seeing a lot of people wearing masks. Maybe I just am going to the wrong places. But people don't seem to be taking it as seriously around here as I would like them to. We're taking it incredibly seriously. We've got an immune compromised member of our immediate family, and so we are super careful for his sake.
Yeah, I'm concerned. But in Pennsylvania, thankfully, we've had cases drop a lot over the last month and a half, and now we're easing restrictions. We've been doing it slowly, and you know, it was very concerning. My county, for example, had huge numbers early on, and I was worried about when I could be able to leave the house.
Right, it's really fascinating. And where I'm at in Northwest Arkansas, we had very, very few cases for a really long time, and everything had kind of shut down, and we were, you know, staying in. And then now, as our cases are spiking out of control, that's when everything's getting reopened, because we're reopening as a state, not by regions. And so Northwest Arkansas is being hit pretty hard right now while everything is simultaneously opening up, which is just, you know, expounding the problem.
And you mentioned Walmart being in Arkansas, which is obviously a huge employer. You do have metropolitan areas, and you do have big business there. I think people might not think about it as much, but you also, I imagine, have to be considering rural healthcare as an issue, right? Like, it's a different kind of situation than city healthcare.
Right, right. Arkansas is an interesting little state. So I'm in Lowell, which is a pretty tiny town in between a couple of big ones. Northwest Arkansas has three or four pretty big cities that all kind of merge together. But Arkansas as a state is fairly rural. And we're seeing the growth a lot slower in those areas. And those hospitals are not overwhelmed at this point, but our more metropolitan areas are. So, yeah, it's definitely a concern.
Well, good, because I don't want anyone to get, I would love for the magic to happen and it go away. I don't want to wish this on anyone, because even if I wanted to wish something bad on someone, it would not be a contagious disease.
Oh, no, it sounds terrible.
So, well, I appreciate this, and I'm excited about your views on healthcare and education in particular, expanding on those, and your affiliation with Run for Something. If people want to follow you and learn more about what's going on in Arkansas, and learn more about why you're running, where should they go to do that?
I would love that. So on Facebook, I'm just Kelly for Arkansas. It's Kelly with a Y. And then I'm also on Instagram, Kelly for Arkansas. Twitter, Kelly for Arkansas. Twitter, I'd had to use the number 4 because, you know, the character limit. And I'm also experimenting a little bit with some campaigning on TikTok. That's a lot of fun. So, you know, if you wanted a more lighthearted campaign technique, I'm Kelly Ross Kraut on TikTok, which was a little more fun outlet.
I have to try. I've done one TikTok, and then I didn't do any more.
Hey, it's a good time. It's a good time. So people should check that out for sure.
Great. Well, this shows that campaigning is important, but it can also be fun. And it's especially fun when you're doing it with family and friends, even during a time of pandemic. Thanks so much, Kelly. I appreciate you talking, and wish you the best of luck in Arkansas.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
And if you're listening, please follow Kelly on all those outlets. She's definitely worth your time and attention. And maybe where you are, whether it's in Arkansas or New York, Florida or Wyoming or any part in between, maybe you should run for office too, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.